Where is God? You know, there is a small joke on this topic. I mean, where is God? So there was a couple who had two children, the boys. One was 8, another one was 10. And these two boys were excessively, you know, mischievous. And the parents were very much worried about these two kids. If something, you know, happens in the neighborhood or some people troubled in the neighborhood, the parents thought it is caused by their children. So they were very much worried, and at that same time, there was a new parish priest arrived in that town. And the mother of that boys heard that this parish priest, the pastor, he was, you know, successful in correcting children. So she went to the parish priest and told about her boys. And the parish priest said, "Don't worry, I will take care of them. So you send them one by one. Don't send them together. So send them one by one." Then the mother went to home and she sent the youngest one. The boy came to visit with the priest in his office. The priest was so gigantic and a tall guy. By seeing him, the little boy was frightened. So he asked him to be seated. The boy sat. And after that, the priest asked a question from the Baltimore Catechism. This question, where is God? Then the boy was, looking at him strangely. And after a few seconds, again the priest asked, raising his voice, "Where is God?" Then the little boy was frightened and he was staring at him. And again the priest shouted, "Where is God?" Then the boy ran from there and reached home and ran to his room and slammed the door behind him. And the older brother, who was sitting downstairs, by seeing him, he ran behind him and opened the door, and this boy was sitting in the closet. And the older boy asked him, "What happened?" Then the younger one said, "David, we are in big trouble at this time. God is missing." And they think we did it. Dear friends in Christ, our God is not missing. So he is among us. Our blessed Lord, after the resurrection, came to be showing himself in different occasions to his disciples. So at least 11 times Jesus showed himself, or he appeared to his disciples after the resurrection. So we read in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18 verse 20, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus' presence, or God's presence, is felt all over the world. And he speaks to us or he spoke to us and he reveals to us in different ways. For example, when we look into the Old Testament, God spoke to his people, the chosen people. God spoke to patriarchs directly, I mean from the clouds, the voice was heard. God spoke to them, to Abraham, to, you know, Jacob, and to Moses. God spoke to them, you know, from the clouds and from the burning bush. So God directly spoke to them. They could hear the voice of God in the Old Testament. And after that, God spoke to them through the prophets. The word of God came through the prophets. And later, God spoke to them from the Ark of the Covenant. So these three ways, he spoke to them directly, his voice was heard, and later he spoke to them through the prophets. They were the mouthpiece of God, the prophets. And later, God spoke to them from the Ark of the Covenant. So same way, when we come to the New Testament, God did the, you know, exactly same. See, at the beginning, when Jesus came into this world, he spoke to us, spoke to humanity directly, face to face. The people realized the presence of God among them. The people of Jews, they realized the presence and they praised God by seeing the miracles done by the hands of Jesus. Jesus spoke to them directly. God spoke to the people of his own through his own son. And later, God spoke to his chosen people through his apostles, through the chosen people. And later, after that, God speaks to us. At this present age, God speaks to us from the tabernacle. You see the connection from the Old Testament to New Testament, how God is revealing himself or spoke to his people. So God revealed and showed that he is truly present among us. So that presence is felt among us in two different ways or in two different things. That is, through this Holy Scripture and through the Holy Eucharist. So God speaks to us today through the Holy Scripture and through the Holy Eucharist. You know, we have Bible, and how many of us really taking the Bible and reading every day? Some Bibles are sleeping on the table in our house. The Word of God is not opened. The Word of God is not shared. The Bible sleeps on the table or on the couch. And how many Catholics still today not able to receive communion, not able to come to Mass, attend Mass and receive Holy Communion, even though he revealed to us through the Word of God, through the Holy Eucharist, we are still, you know, away from God. We are still not able to recognize him in the Scripture, in the Word of God, and not able to recognize him in the Holy Eucharist, even after his revelation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a very beautiful, you know, incident that we have heard in today's gospel. A road to Emmaus. So these two disciples were going away. The road to Emmaus is, you know, it shows that they are going away. That means going away from where? From the city of faith. Jerusalem city was called the city of faith. So these two disciples, they were getting out of the city and walking away on the road to Emmaus. So they are getting away from their faith. You see that's how they speak to Jesus before recognizing him. We thought that he was a great prophet. Still, they did not understand who Jesus really was. The faith was still lacking. They were considering him as a prophet. We thought that he was a mighty prophet in word and deed. And he was the one who is going to overthrow the Roman power. You see how they still be ignorant of who Jesus really is, really was. So since they were going away from their faith, Jesus was coming to walk with them. And Jesus is opening the scripture and he speaks to them. When he spoke to them, the scripture, you see, at the end, when they had recognized, they said, were not our hearts burning within us when he opened the scriptures? So when we walk away from our faith, God comes to us and he walks with us. He speaks to us. He reveals to us. And our hearts are burning, but still we are not able to recognize him because we are walking away from our faith. So we need to, you know, strengthen our faith. We need to be strong in our faith. You see, after going to Emmaus, when Jesus broke the bread, they could able to see who really Jesus was. So the word of God and the Holy Communion, through which Jesus reveals himself to every one of us, if we are not able to recognize him in the word of God and in the Holy Eucharist, we can't recognize him anywhere. So Jesus gave us himself totally. You know, Jesus was teaching them how he had to suffer, how he had to undergo all these things to be raised again, to be a savior. So, same way, God is coming to our life to teach us and to strengthen our faith every time. But because of our ignorance, because of our, you know, unable to know the truth, we are not able to recognize him. We are not able to identify him in the Word of God and in the Holy Eucharist. You know, the Second Vatican Council book, Lumen Gentium, that says that we should be given equal importance to both the Word of God and the Holy Eucharist because God speaks from these both. God reveals from these both. So we are called to open our Bible and open our hearts to receive Christ from the Eucharist and from the Word of God. So let us ask God to increase our faith as they came to understand Jesus when he broke the bread. We come to participate in the Holy Mass. And if we have true faith, if we are filled with that fire, as these disciples said, were not our hearts burning. So when we are filled with that fire of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to recognize the presence of God from this altar. He reveals to us. So let us ask God to increase our faith that we may recognize him and follow him as these disciples went in haste back to the faith. See, as soon as Jesus, you know, broke the bread, they could see Jesus. They could identify Jesus. See, they did not stay there. They did not stay in the mass. What did they do? They went back, went in haste. Same way, we are also called to return back to our faith after receiving him, after realizing him, that he is truly present among us. So let us ask for that grace during this Holy Mass. Amen.